At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are just moments away, folks, from game one of an intriguing Western Conference series. I got the three-time champion Golden State Warriors. This is going to be a good one. Big names. Legend Steph Curry, if you need to make a case that he's the best in the world, Luka Doncic, just 23 years old. Look, we're match. Limitations do apply. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com. He's the managing editor there. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour for that. But in the meantime, we're going to go to the NBA ratings. And Rob G., I want you to kind of get on here and explain some things once I ask you to take the mic. But Rob, the ratings, and I've talked about it, you know, we talked about how many players are injured, how many stars are injured. And I was saying, even so, the playoffs have been tremendous. Memphis was a great series, even after John Morant got hurt. Philadelphia, Miami was intriguing, even with Joel Embiid missing a few of the games. Boston had a couple injuries here and there. Chris Middleton was out for Milwaukee, but that was a riveting series. And we could go on and on and on. And guys that aren't even in the playoffs, Kawhi, LeBron, Damian Lillard, some of the big names of this generation. But the new players have picked up the mantle, and people are excited about it because, Rob, the ratings for the playoffs in the NBA this year are at an eight-year high. An eight-year high. And if you had said before the season that LeBron James is not going to make the playoffs, that Kevin Durant is going to be bounced in the first round, and Kyrie Irving, one of the most exciting players in the league, Kawhi Leonard wouldn't be in them because he didn't play all season, and yet the ratings will be through the roof, or at least relatively speaking. I don't know that people would have believed you, Rob. Would you have thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get that it's different with different teams and whatnot and different players, but I'll push back and say that the games are all – like, there were a lot of bad games too, 30-point blowouts. I'm surprised that the numbers have been that good. We had two terrible game sevens in the last – you know, to get to the conference. I mean, the Boston-Milwaukee game, Milwaukee shoots 4-for-33 from – 3-point. I didn't think that was a great game. And obviously the Suns didn't show up. I was surprised by that. Guys missing games. I mean, I think they were intriguing from the matchups. I don't know how great the basketball was or the games. And that's
what
I'm saying.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, we're talking about the ratings.
No, I know. I'm just saying leading into that. Yeah. I'm just saying leading into that. I'm surprised that the ratings have been as good as they have been. Because of, you know, some of the lopsided games that we have seen in the postseason. But it's interesting that they could be on the rebound. Obviously, the last couple of years with COVID, and there was some stuff that just didn't make sense in that people were at home, not going anywhere, not doing anything, and it delivered some of the worst ratings ever.
Everybody was home. I'm sure we obviously talked about that in the moment. But I think, Rob, we do have to admit some of that was the political climate, right? I mean, Trump, everything was about Trump on all the networks. I think that was eating up a lot of, you know, viewers. And remember the election, of course, of 2020. So I just think the news channels were probably, I don't know what their ratings were. I assume they were great because I think they were eating up a lot of the viewers. But the bottom line is it is what it is. The ratings were historically low.
Right.
And that finals bubble was the lowest ever for the finals.
Right. Which
do
is
you
shocking.
Do you think, I mean, because obviously the face of this generation of players, and we both believe the second best player ever to do it, LeBron James, he's out of the playoffs. Do you think this says anything that the playoffs are at an eight-year high and he's not in them? Do you think that says anything?
LeBron is a weird character. He's a polarizing figure, but usually that's good because there's many people that want to see him do well and people want to watch to see him lose. You know, so usually that helps you. That doesn't hurt you. But I don't know. LeBron is very weird. I was shocked that when he was going for his fourth championship and third in three different franchises, which nobody had ever done.
Yep.
People didn't tune in to watch that. Like people normally want to see history.
That was
right?
The bubble, right?
Yeah, that was in the bubble. But for whatever reason, people weren't caught up on it and didn't really watch it. For this to be an 8-year high during LeBron's tenure as being, and obviously his career has been 20 years longer than that.
Right.
19 years, right?
So 8 years would have been what? Back to 2014, probably finals.
Something like that. So it's kind of weird that LeBron doesn't get that juice that you would think, because of course Michael Jordan holds the record for the highest rated finals ever, right? That's the last.
Well, Rob, when you look at the ratings, like, you know, year over year, I mean, the numbers with Jordan were just astronomical. Like, it's not a lot
even
of the
younger...
Even for back then. And here's the thing, too, and we got to clear this up. Obviously, there weren't as many options as there are now, right? But it wasn't the Dark Ages either. It wasn't Magic and Bird in 1979, Rob, in college, right? When there were only three channels and very few people had cable at that time, right?
Right.
Jordan played, there was cable TV, you had plenty of other things you could watch, And yet he still, he just drew. And I think the interesting thing, Rob, you said, Jordan, I wouldn't call Jordan polarizing, would you?
No.
Everybody,
like for a lot of fans, I can remember when I worked in New York, Knicks fans would have loved to have seen Michael Jordan score 50 points at the Garden and lose to the Knicks.
Right,
like that's what they wanted, like a show from him,
yep.
But their team to win. They didn't want him to win, but they didn't mind if he put on a show.
Right.
So that kind of thing. And people all around, there were Jordan fans everywhere, probably except Detroit, where maybe that might be the only place
you
in
don't
America.
Think they liked seeing him put on a show?
No, they did.
I mean, those series would have been perfect for them, you know, because he was scoring a lot, but the Pistons were
winning. They really hated. There was an anti-Jordan sentiment. There are people I know in Detroit who still won't wear Jordan sneakers.
Really?
Yes, because
that's a sacrifice.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going that route. I know I'm
that's probably
son.
Isaiah, right?
But I
don't
mean,
you think?
Yeah,
people taking on like Isaiah was their star, and
you know Isaiah's always pushed back on Michael Jordan, has never given him any love, like zero. And I think there are Isaiah fans who follow that suit.
Yeah, yeah. Rob G, LeBron, and Rob said he's interesting. Because we mentioned the bubble where you would have thought the ratings would have been high because LeBron became the first player ever to lead three franchises to a championship.
It was historic.
And Rob, I'm baffled, and it's been this way ever since it happened. But you remember LeBron's first finals in 2007, very similar, and we'll see if Luka can carry it out, but very similar to what Luka's doing now, Rob, right? Like young fourth year for both of them. A guy that's clearly on his way to being an all-time great as long as he doesn't get injured or anything. LeBron beat a champion in the Pistons en route to getting to the finals, right? Luka's trying to do that against these Warriors. And yet, when LeBron got to those finals against Tim Duncan, Rob, the ratings were low. And I would have thought, I still don't understand it. I get that the Spurs weren't a big draw, but it was LeBron. I mean, Jordan was playing Utah and the ratings were high. Nobody was like that interested in the Jazz. And so I don't know. LeBron, he drew well in Miami and the Cleveland finals drew well against Golden State. But Rob G, give us some numbers on LeBron's finals and, you know, what you think that might mean.
Sure. Well, to start things off, you guys talked about how these ratings are the highest they've been in 8 years. Again, it's just through the first two rounds, so we got to wait to see how the rest of it plays out.
Just
for context, okay, of the top 10 highest rating early round playoff games, LeBron James has only been a part of one.
That's shocking.
Okay. He's only been a part of one.
That's historic, like in history?
No.
Or since 88?
Since they started this.
This was 1988, right?
This study, yeah. So,
right. So he's at one. Wow. Which one was that?
That would have been in 2015 against the Bulls.
Really?
Wow.
Against the Derrick Rose Bulls.
Okay.
2015?
Yes.
He was in Cleveland.
The Cleveland Bull. I'm sorry. Yeah. So that was when they faced. But wasn't that the year that he kind of ran through everybody in that
2015,
series?
2015, I'm surprised it was that late. I would have expected when Rose was at his height, you know, and LeBron was in Cleveland or even in Miami. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's just for context in this early conversation. But going historically through the finals ratings, you guys touched on it quickly, is the Spurs series and then also the bubble championship. LeBron James is responsible for two of the three lowest rated NBA finals in NBA history.
Those are the two I mentioned?
Exactly. And for even more context, the bubble, which Rob, to your point, four championships, four different franchises, everybody's at home. I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't be watching it.
Right. Everybody was home.
Those numbers were incredibly low.
The difference between those ratings, the worst ever and the second worst ever, are the same as the difference between the third worst ever and the seventh worst ever.
Wow.
That's how big of a gap it was with LeBron. And even going through, Chris, you mentioned, you know, his ratings with the Heat and the Warriors, they weren't bad. But, however, Raptors-Warriors did better than Heat-Mavs.
That's crazy.
You know, for as I know as much as
does
LeBron,
some of it have look, LeBron, as awesome as he is, his game isn't the most exciting. Right. Like it's not, I mean, Jordan was so graceful, right? Like his game was just pretty, right? It just let's just call it what it was, right? The moves, the way he moved. And LeBron's not LeBron's more like a freight train.
I think there's one other thing, Rob G, and you could speak on this better. Being a Los Angeles native and whatnot, this is your hometown. The other one was the Dodgers and the Lakers. Now, anybody who knows anything about Los Angeles, it's a Dodger-Laker town, period. Right. Those are the two teams
right.
that people care about, right? The Dodgers sell 4 million tickets every year for baseball games. People love the Dodgers. People love the Lakers, period. Those two. The year they both won the championship in 2020, the Dodgers had better World Series TV ratings than the Lakers in Los Angeles, which was surprising.
Correct.
Oh, you because they were going – were they going up against
they were
each
going
other
head to head.
Yeah.
Yes.
On a couple of games,
right.
yeah.
A right. couple right. games because it was – you remember, they had the finals in the fall.
No, it's – look,
and
it's
that, and that's shocking. Yeah, that was surprising.
Because, look, when Jordan retired, obviously there was a huge hole in the NBA. Rob, you remember that. Everybody was like – the ratings are down. Who's going to be the next guy to carry the torch? And LeBron obviously is, I mean, a few years from retirement. But it's going to be interesting if there's that. It won't be that same sense of loss. But, you know, you wonder, will the ratings take a hit? It doesn't look like it the
it
way
doesn't look like
going
it right.
right now.
Like, not this year if you're looking at what's happened. If I'm Adam Silver, I feel encouraged, to be honest.
No question. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Look, the ratings for the NBA playoffs, guys, are at an eight-year high, despite no LeBron, KD out in the first round, no Kawhi, Chris Paul out in the second round. Why do you guys think that is? And is LeBron a draw on television? As great as he is, your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Why are the NBA ratings for these playoffs at an eight-year high? And is LeBron a draw or not on TV?
All right, let's kick it off with Obi in Los Angeles. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. We are good, man. How are you?
Great show as always. Thank you for asking. Thank you for taking my call. A couple of things. I think you have a nice combination of big and small markets involved this year. I think LeBron is a negative draw in terms of his stance on social issues. I think that does take away from – I think his social issues, because it does take away from –
Here's the one thing, though. Even – because back in 07, he was not known, you know what I mean, as a guy that spoke out about a lot of issues yet. And yet, he still, his first finals, the ratings were low. But
right. But
I'm not
that was
discarding
Cleveland.
What you're saying, but that's interesting.
But that was Cleveland, too. So it's that was not a big market. And now you got really good markets involved. You got Boston, you got New York, you got, even Chicago. So these are larger markets that are involved.
Well, Philly, let me say this. But let me say this,
New York and Chicago aren't in it.
The one thing I wonder when you talk about LeBron, and I get the political, I know that that's a narrative that people push, but the ratings were down in hockey and baseball too, I mean, during that time, even though they only point to the NBA as the political stuff. And even in LA, where LeBron was, which is more liberal and more akin to being lockstep with that.
Right.
Exactly, aligned is what I was looking for. But, you know, the Dodgers did better in the TV ratings. Do you know what I mean? I hear you. I don't know how much of that is really true. Do we lose him?
I do agree with you. There is some of it. His game is not as pretty to watch as well.
Okay.
Again, thank you guys for taking my call. You have a great day.
Obi, appreciate it. Yeah, I just, you know, if he was playing in a different town, Chris, I would buy it. L.A. and California is as liberal as it gets.
Yeah. I mean, look, that year in the bubble when they had Black Lives Matter on the court and everything, I don't know, maybe. It probably did turn some people off, but I don't know. Was that a factor? Yeah. Maybe, maybe not, yeah.
All right, Marcus in Phoenix, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna jump on the last guy's comments. I think he's spot on. I mean, you got to look at this country was absolutely completely polarized during the bubble because of the Black Lives Matter and because of the George Floyd and LeBron was, I don't know, too many other athletes at his level that spoke out like he did. So
you had the Bucks give up the game, or you know that one game was.
But what about the other low ratings for LeBron? No, if you want to put that on that one, what about the other ones? Help me with those, Marcus.
Well, I mean, when you say low, you mean back when early in his career,
2007.
What year did they? Who did they play that year?
San Antonio.
The
Spurs aren't a huge draw, but they drew better when they played Detroit, which, Rob, you know, they weren't the most exciting team in the world either.
Not at all. That
they
was
didn't
a,
have a superstar.
Right. That was weird that the Pistons with no superstar would outdraw LeBron.
Right.
That's weird.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Hey.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Are we ready for foul or fair with J.R. Gamble?
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is foul or fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment where we go around the baseball diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in the majors. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a real baseball expert.
Wow.
The face of MLBBro.com, the star of the Inside the Parker podcast, which drops tomorrow.
That's right.
Make sure you check it out.
Well, it's a lively one with Nick Swisher.
Sizzle.
Former Major League
lively
outfielder.
With Nick.
That's right.
We're doing live.
It is live.
Few people get you more hyped up than our man, J.R. Gamble.
Yes, sir. Back again with the Odd Couple. I feel like Mike Trout the third. That will be, his grandson. The first time anybody in that family plays in the playoffs. So I feel like Mike Trout the third.
Wow. Slander. I love it.
I hate to break it to you, but he has played in the playoffs. One playoff series.
That is a foul ball.
Okay, let's not make like he's never been in the playoffs.
Has he ever advanced? I should have said advanced past the round.
No, he hasn't, but he's played in the playoffs one time. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to have to, Rob, one day we're going to have to do a segment. We're going to have to get JR on for a segment about that, Rob, because – I don't think it. I mean, that don't say nothing negative about him to me.
Well, I'm breaking news, but JR is going to fill in for you one day on your vacation this year.
Wow. You know what that means?
I haven't even given my vacation days, and Rob's already got my replacement. My goodness.
There is going to be some serious Mike Trout slander that day. Yes. Be on the lookout.
No, Rob G, remember that, right? When JR's in, remember
look,
that.
I mean, when you're hitting a career 0-83 in the postseason, you know, you kind of deserve what's coming to you, Mike Trout.
Well, I'm going to come on, and Chris is going to gain a million followers.
Awesome. Wow.
Let's get right to it, guys. I got three baseball stories. It's up to you guys to tell me if my story is foul or fair. JR is the star of the segment, so he gets the first crack at every question. Question number one here, JR. Earlier this week, Red Sox pitcher Nathan Eovaldi became the third pitcher in MLB history to allow five home runs in one inning. He did it in just 1 2/3 inning of work. And after, he went 3 up, 3 down in the first. So that tells you how bad his second inning was. All Red Sox manager Alex Cora could say after the game was that it was, quote, surprising. Here's the question. Foul or fair to say that Cora, not Eovaldi, deserves the lion's share of the blame for this bit of history?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
You certainly can't blame Cora for a total collapse by Eovaldi. I mean, what manager expects his pitcher to give up five bombs in one inning? It's only happened twice in MLB history. So nobody really gets the blame there except the guy throwing the pitches. The Astros, they're a formidable lineup. They hadn't even been hitting that well despite leading the division. So, you know, that gang of bangers, they're going to break out eventually. Of all these, his heater was flat. He was just what the doctor ordered. And he's had success in his career, but not that day. And that's what makes baseball so special, fellas, and unpredictable.
I'm going with foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Now, look, I get where you're going, Rob G. I do think Cora should have got him out of there. I mean, how many homers do you have to see before you realize it's not his day? All right? His junk ain't moving the way it usually does. But still, at the end of the day, it's always on the player. He didn't have his stuff. And that's him. He's to blame. Cora didn't throw those pitches. He didn't throw those meatballs up there. And so I got to put it on Eovaldi over anybody else.
I say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
The manager's job is to manage the players. If somebody doesn't have it, you take them out. If a guy is overmatched in his last at bat and you need a hit or something, then you say, I'm going to pinch hit for you because you're overmatched. I'm not going to sit there, okay, maybe one, maybe two. I'll give you a third home run, but there's no way you got to leave him in there for a fourth and fifth. He didn't have it. They knew it. And Cora looked the other way.
I don't know what his thought process could have been. You know,
after
give you
three
that,
home
Rob,
runs, like, Chris, like what are you thinking? After three in a row?
You're thinking he can't give up four.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but you already, my goodness.
It's like when Rob Parker tells an off-color joke and Alex gets in trouble. It's great.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Alex probably does. They jump on Alex for not,
thanks,
you know,
Rob.
Why did you not dump that,
the
Alex?
Delay, right.
Rob's talent, he can do what he wants. Why didn't you dump it?
All right, and you know what Alex says? He goes, I got carpal tunnel dumping all of Rob's stuff.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Reds rookie phenom Hunter Green has been all over the map through his first seven starts in the big leagues. He had one game where he pitched 7 1/3 of no-hit ball and another where he gave up five home runs himself in less than three innings of work. Now, Green is currently 1-6 with a 6.21 ERA entering Wednesday, and the Reds might be the worst team of all time. So, JR, here's the question. Foul or fair to say when the season is over, Hunter Green's win total will be at least double what his ERA is?
Not foul.
That is a foul ball.
But look, the numbers are a little misleading. By season's end, this is what I can guarantee by season's end. Not those numbers, Rob, but by season's end, and well before that, Green will be recognized as one of the best pitchers in the game and one of the rising stars of MLB.
Wow.
He's already shown us that he has that stuff, that electricity, the unprecedented
velocity.
Then why
the ERA?
The near no-hitter. It's about the stuff. He plays on a god-awful team, so I really don't care. I really don't care what his numbers are because he's the only thing on the Reds roster worth watching right now, And I don't even expect him to really be with the franchise that long because they don't deserve him. He's box office. His numbers will be horrible this year. But if you dig deeper into the metrics, you'll see that he was a very successful pitcher, and he's definitely on the rise because he's unhittable at times.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with JR.
That is a foul ball.
I think that he'll get better as time as he figures it out. And then even though with not maybe winning games, his ERA will come down. He does have electric stuff, Chris, and he'll have better outings even though they might not win. So I just don't think his ERA will be double. I think his ERA will come down.
The question is, will the run total, which I agree, guys.
The win total.
Will the win total be double? I'm going to say foul. I'm in agreement with all
that. That is a foul ball.
Yeah. All I'm saying is this, and I agree with you guys, his stuff is nice, and I think he's got a bright future if he stays healthy. But where I'll push back, because the wins, you're right. He could be great and not win games, right?
We've like seen that with the no hitter and lost the game.
Absolutely, right. My point, though, I can't put the ERA at and I know it'll go down, but at this point, I can't put the ERA on his bad team. That's on him. The ERA.
No, that is his.
Right.
That's
him. Yeah.
Because those are only earned runs. Those aren't like errors or anything.
Exactly. So that's all I'm saying.
All right, here we go. Last one, Fowler Fair and the Odd Couple, J.R. Gamble in the mix. Last question. World-renowned EDM DJ Steve Aoki. I don't even know if you guys know who that is.
I didn't know before I saw him out there on the mound.
He launched his ceremonial first pitch into the stands the other day. Now he joins a pretty exclusive list of celebrity pitchers who were terrible at this, including the likes of 50 Cent, Mariah Carey, Dr. Fauci, Conor McGregor, Carl Lewis, Michael Jordan. A lot of bad opening
Carl
pitchers
Lewis
out there.
Carl Lewis is on a lot of bad highlights. Yeah.
Singing, throwing. But when he threw that ball.
He can't do nothing but run.
It was like he never felt the ball in his hand.
So many drops from this segment. All right.
JR,
given the way. Aoki was trending after that first pitch. If you're a celebrity, JR, foul or fair to say you're actually better off just botching the first pitch altogether?
Oh, fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes, and I believe Aoki did it on purpose because nowadays, fellas, the art of the clout chase is no longer about, you know, excelling at the highest level. It's about looking as goofy or shocking as possible. The game doesn't change. Awards are won for being the worst at things, and careers are built on one's ineptitude, you know, being great fodder for laughter and ridicule. So, of course, he's trending, and of course it was intentional. It's how business is done these days. It's a genius move, actually, and bad throw is probably worth a couple hundred thousand.
And you could see he had an arm, so I don't doubt that might have been on purpose because he threw it up, you know, up into the stands, if not for the net. I'm going to say fair, though. I'm not sure which. But here's my point. If you're a celebrity and you go up there and you throw some heat. Now, you're not going to throw it that hard. But you throw a nice pitch with all the celebrities that have been terrible at this. I think that might get you some love, too. You know, you go up there, you got a nice wind up. You really get it over the plate with a little bit of velocity on it. I think that would make you look good, too. So I'm going the opposite of JR. I don't know which it was, foul or
fair
on this track, but yeah.
Foul. That is a foul ball.
I'm with Chris on this. I disagree that looking like a dude who's never thrown a ball in his life is a badge of honor. I think that looks terrible. And I'll always say this. He never got my vote when he was president, but to this day, when George W. Bush threw the first pitch out at Yankee Stadium at the World Series after 9/11, that was one of the great throws I ever saw. And I have much more respect for George W.
Because
he could throw a pitch.
Wow, Rob's so easy to please.
I'm easy, except
never
for when it comes to
policy.
Marriage.
Right. I'm a woman.
All right, that is our man, J.R. Gamble,
whatever.
MLB bro, managing editor, and apparently
You'll be able to catch him here for 3 hours pretty soon. I don't know when my next day off is.
Let's go.
But he's locked in.
Hey,
so,
it's time. He's done a good job for us.
I got the double I think okay.
That's good. I'm excited about
he's gonna
that.
He's going to get a chance. He's going to get a chance during your vacation.
Look, Rob, I never miss JR, his various platforms.
All right, JR, see how he played you to the left brother. Already.
Thank you,
great
fellas.
Stuff, man. Thank you, brother. More Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Did I do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And with prices soaring, and they are soaring indeed at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at Target stores and gas stations all the way through June, and you can do it on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. That's great. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply.
His junk ain't moving the way it usually does.
Wow.
Wow, what else is in there?
That's a heck of a drop. Wow.
I hope that's all you got, Alex. The rest got erased.
Wait till I play yours, Rob.
I don't think so. But anyway.
It was like he never felt the ball in his hand. Oh, God.
Is that so?
Let me get back to the sports. The Lakers, Rob, they're, of course, doing their coaching search. And you can't say it ain't thorough. It's been a long time now. How long has this been? Well over a month, I think, right? And the big news, Rob, is that they are asking candidates that interview with them what they would do with Russell Westbrook, like how they would work him into the lineup, how they would use him. And this has led some people to speculate that, hey, we thought they were getting rid of Westbrook, but they actually may want to keep him. What are your thoughts on this, Rob? Does this alarm you or what?
I don't think so. I think this is what you do. You got to be prepared for every scenario, and maybe you might be surprised by some coach if he could figure out how Westbrook can be effective with the Lakers, considering you might be stuck with him if you can't get a deal. So to act like, oh, yeah, we're trading him no matter what, we're talking to the new coach, and we're not mentioning Westbrook. When you still have him on the roster, I need to know what you would do if we get stuck with him. So I think the Lakers are doing the right thing.
I'm totally on board with you. I mean, and for people to be alarmed is alarming to me. Like what? Like you say, he's on the roster. And I mean, I want to know what you would do with my current roster. Now, if we change that, fine. But if we can't trade him, if we have to give up too many assets, or, you know, we just can't get a good deal and we don't want to move him, we don't want to buy him out, waste that money, and we keep him, what will you do with him, right? And I get it. Remember the Phil Jackson comments that were reported by Bill Plaschke that he wants to keep Westbrook. So maybe people are trying to, you know, piggyback off that and say, oh, here we go. They're keeping Westbrook because of Phil Jackson. And maybe, who knows, maybe that is the case. But, and Rob, I also think this. Even if my intention is to trade Westbrook, like you said, and we might not be able to, but also I just want to know, you're going to be my coach. I want to know what your basketball acumen is in every situation that I can, right? So if we have him, I want to know, like, do I agree with your philosophy and how you would use him if he's on the roster, just to see. I don't plan on him being on the roster,
right?
But if he is, I still want to know, are you a guy that I like your thinking in different situations, right? Because the whether it's Westbrook or not, the personnel is going to change. And so I just got to see what you're thinking in various situations.
100%. I think anything less than that, doing your due diligence, is bad for an organization, and you're not thinking about everything that could possibly happen. I just think you have to take every scenario, and who knows? Maybe a coach blows you away when he gives you the idea right. That Westbrook can work. You know, right. Like, he can. This is what wasn't done last year and what you need to do to make this guy be viable again and make him the player, or at least closer to the point. Player. That's it.
That's a great point. That's a great point. So, you know, they do have to plan for every scenario. And we'll see if that includes having Russell Westbrook. Rob, there has been a little bit of scuttlebutt about maybe a Russell Westbrook for Chris Paul trade. If Phoenix is like, look, we want to get off Chris's contract. Obviously, Westbrook's got one more year on the deal. We don't think we're going to win it next year with Chris. So we could kind of start all over after that. That would be, and the Lakers might, they would probably take that trade, Rob.
Only thing is, if you're LeBron and you know where Chris Paul has done, I'm not saying you want to stick with Westbrook because I don't think they could bring him back. I really don't. I think they need to do whatever they can. But Chris Paul, can you imagine LeBron playing another year or two and they don't win anything with Chris Paul? They'll be like, why did you bring him over? Look at what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, he already got Melo there. That's what, one short of the banana crew? D-Wade was the fourth, right? Obviously, that's not happening, but... All right, it is the iCouple. We are signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Subscribe to the podcast, download it, give us 5 stars and a comment. And keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83, because Mike Harmon and Jason Smith are about to bring absolute fire!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.